What does it mean to be a multidimensional being expressing unity consciousness?
Well, we are multidimensional beings. And one of the things that the beings of light keep reflecting, we're all connected, even though we don't have a conscious awareness of it, with all the multidimensional facets of ourself. And all of these magnificent shifts and changes that are taking place, they begin in the realms of cause when we create the templates and the thought forms for our invocations, our prayers, our meditations. And then we magnetize them through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings into the physical plane. And they move through the various levels of consciousness. And then the physical plane, the beings of light said, is actually the least real of all of the dimensions that we abide in. And it is the very last dimension to reflect these changes. So when this light comes in, it pushes to the surface everything that conflicts with this light. And this is occurring for every single person on the planet. The problem is that because we've forgotten who we are, we don't remember that we are actually our I am presence and this multidimensional being. We look at the outer world through our physical senses and determine that that's what's real and that's what's true. So this is where that concept of connecting immediately with the highest aspect of ourselves by saying I am presence, not I want to be or I look forward to someday being, but rather commanding it here and now because that's what's true. And that I am one with that aspect of divinity with every other person. We then have the ability to multidimensionally project into the physical plane the highest level of love-based evolutionary unity consciousness that we want to manifest in the outer world, rather than this fear-based, fragmented us against them separation and duality consciousness. And it's happening. One of the encouraging things I'd like to just share is that we're going through a unique experience at this time that's referred to as the shift of the ages. And probably many people have heard about that or heard the concept of that. And the beings of light have said that this is a unique moment in time that happens every so many millions of years, when cycles within cycles within cycles throughout the whole of creation dovetail into the cosmic rhythmic heartbeat with our Father, Mother, God, the I Am, all that is. And during that moment, our godparents inbreathe all creation up the spiral of evolution to the next level of our learning experience. So we have completed it through the initial impulse of the shift of the ages. And what is happening now is that we are ascending up the spiral of evolution into higher, more rarefied fifth dimensional frequencies of the new earth, which we are co-creating as we move forward. And the reality is that just as Garnett mentioned, is that between embodiments, we have a choice of moving into higher realms or coming back into embodiment. But this time, what is different is that we are all here to co-create the process of moving in up the spiral of evolution into a higher reality. So we are going through this ascension process that we all can do individually. But the difference is that we are taking the earth, humanity, and all life with us. So when we talk about, as we've been mentioning, the earth is a tangible living being, that means every particle and wave of life, every subatomic facet of energy has a divine intelligence and is alive and is created from the very heart of God. So every facet of life, every electron that we've ever misqualified through all time frames and dimensions that is reflecting in the outer world as the pain and suffering and pollution and hatred and negativity, every bit of that energy is returning now. And if we could think of everything negative that's happening in the outer world, is this electronic light substance, our life force, coming back as a battered, beaten child that we have misqualified, that we are now being asked to love free into the light, we will realize that everything through this collective consciousness, every facet of negativity, we're not just saying cancel, cancel, and trying to eliminate or trying to raise above it and leave all the garbage below. We're literally transfiguring every electron of misqualified energy through all time frames and dimensions back into light, taking it back into our hearts, back into the heart of Mother Earth, so that all life is moving forward into the frequencies of the new heaven and the new earth that we are now co-creating.
So beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Peggy, did you want to add anything to that?
I'd like to add, one of the things the team speaks about is as awakened beings, recognizing who we are as an aspect of the divine consciousness, as we move about in our life, at social gatherings, now that they're happening again, and walking on the street, as we pass one another, interface with one another, we stimulate, we quicken, we activate other people's codes to awaken. So you can be doing your task, shopping, out and about, and know that you're touching another individual's energy field and just touching it gently and says, wake up, you're a divine being. Now, they have free will, and many times they'll just hit the snooze button, but the fact is down the road in another hour or so, they'll connect with another awakened being and they'll get triggered again. And eventually, through this process, we're assisting others in waking up just because of who we are, aware of who we are as our divine essence. We're touching each individual to wake up. And one of the things that I love and I say often in my day is grateful I am for this. Grateful I am to be on this panel. Grateful I am to be healthy. Acknowledging who I am as a divine being and being grateful for that. So we can all shift how we speak to ourselves, how we speak to the collective, the realms of truth, recognizing that we're here in this game, the team calls this a holo game, to transform it. We're here to transform all the negative energy we encounter. And so I really appreciate everything that everyone is saying. And it's such an honor to know personally for myself, any work that I do, walking in the street, being in the store, is making a difference, yeah. Is making a conscious difference. Often I'll go into the grocery store and I'll just say to the divine, please take my gratitude to every single person that had anything to do with these vegetables and this produce and products being here. And then in my inner vision, in my eye, in my inner self, I actually see an angel or a being of light embracing the farmer in his field or the truck driver that's driving the products. And so we can all consciously do those kind of simple actions each day that's going to truly make a difference and support this evolution that's taking place on our planet.
Tricia, how can one person really make a difference in a world that's so complicated?
I think that's part of what I shared with you about connecting with every person's I am presence, that we are really powerful beyond our knowing, and that when we make that shift from the microcosm to the macrocosm by connecting with every person's I am presence, we literally hold that entire collective of God beings in a force field of light as we're invoking that light. So the exponential effect of that light. Light, you know, there's so much negativity. People think, how can we possibly make a difference when there's so much negativity? The encouraging thing that the beings of light have consistently said to us and are saying now more than ever is that the number of people on this planet who are awakening and invoking the light is legion. We don't get printed in the outer world. We're not on the media. We don't hear the news, but there are literally millions and millions of people around this world who are consciously invoking the light through their own life experiences, love-based energy, and also on behalf of their sisters and brothers, consciously realizing that. And light is infinitely more powerful than the fragmented fear-based consciousness. What's happening in the outer world is that the manipulation, the literal enslavement codes and patterns that we fell to from our fall from grace, which is just a moment in time when we started using our creative faculties of thought and feeling in ways that weren't based in love, that fall into denser and denser frequencies disconnected us from our I am presence, from the realms of illumined truth. So we started feeling that our physical body is all that exists, is who we are, and the physical plane is all that exists. We started thinking that our purpose and reason for being was gratifying the physical senses, whatever we needed to do that, to lie, cheat, steal, kill was perfectly okay. And that distorted consciousness also then projected into our delusion, the fact that we thought the earth is an inanimate object that we can use and abuse at will. And so it's created all the havoc. So what is happening now is the reversal of that. And this consciousness is coming to the fore, being pushed to the surface to be transmuted. But there's a level of that consciousness and even a level of the fallen human ego that knows that the God self is coming into command and control. So it is clinging, doing everything it can. And the way it does that is by creating hate, creating fear, creating the other, us consciousness of the other, so that we will do battle with each other instead of everything that we're talking about on this panel today. But that energy is a minuscule fraction compared to the power of light flowing into the planet. The reason it looks like more is because it's coming up at a greatly, the negativity is coming up at a greatly accelerated pace, and we're transmuting everything that's ever been misqualified through all time frames and dimensions for eons of time since our fall from grace. So again, invoking the light, we are powerful beyond our knowing, and all of the things that everybody on the panel is talking about, just by invoking the light and working with that, we are literally succeeding beyond the greatest expectations of heaven in this transfiguration back into a higher realm of light. At the beginning of this new decade, in January of 2020, the beings of light said, we are moving into a decade, and during this decade that we are going to be able to change the course of history for humanity. And that it was going to be done through a process of awakening humanity, working in collaboration with the company of heaven. And they said, working in collaboration with the company of heaven in ways that have never before been attempted. And then we had no idea what that meant. And within a few weeks, we started experiencing the pandemic that caused a forced timeout. Globally, never in the history of the world had that happened, that the entire planet had to just stop and just be. And it created the space for the I am presence of every person to integrate in new ways, without all the clatter and activity in the outer world. And especially, the essential workers and the medical people and the people that had to still sustain us, humanity in mass opened our hearts in compassion and love for those people, recognizing how interdependent we are and how these people that we've just taken for granted, cleaning people, janitors, people who collect the garbage, farm workers, getting the food to us, all of these things, in addition to all the medical things, that these people that sustain us, that we need them. We opened our hearts, literally cracking our hearts open in ways of compassion and love for them. And that has caused incredibly positive shifts. And people all over the world, light workers all over the world, are learning now to communicate as we are today through Zoom and through the internet in ways that we can connect and share our messages in ways that we hadn't been before. It's always been available, but we didn't realize how prevalent it could be and how obvious. So people all over the world are really bringing in this light. Because of this incredible positive thing, then of course that fragmented lower consciousness that's trying with tooth and nail to maintain control and power is now fighting tooth and nail, creating all this divisiveness about choices and medical treatments and all of that. It's all part of the garbage to keep us separated. The choices should be individual. We should go within our heart, not conspiracy theories and all of the things that are being used to manipulate us, but asking our I am presence, what is the highest good? And for those that are just that, a physical body, we are multidimensional beings, and we certainly have the ability to invoke the light. And as we take the vaccines, and I encourage this with people of any medications that are necessary and that they take, need to take, God is working through the doctors as well, that we just ask our intelligence in our body to absorb the highest good in alignment with our divine plan, and just allow that to flow through our body as pure light. Rather than this awful thing, oh, this is doing horrible things to me, or this is going to cause all these bad side effects or whatever, transfigure it into a force of light that your body can absorb only the highest good from.
One of the things that they have said, that because it put a stop on everything on our planet, everyone paused for a moment. They stopped their activities, they stopped their social life. I mean, I didn't see my family for a year and a half, and I know that was pretty common for a lot of individuals, that we had to go within. We had to pause for a minute, which gave our I am self, our divine self, an opportunity to speak to us in a way that maybe we've never paused enough to listen to. And the thing that's so important that the team continues to remind everyone is everyone has their own team. Everyone has their own guides that come with them into this dimension, and they can be in touch and want to be in touch. So those that are listening to this presentation, know that you have a support. Know that you have beings that want to work with you, and invite them. Invite them in ways and simply say, send me your guidance as many times as you're going to tend to hear your own team come to you, divine beings speaking to you. You're opening the door for that, so that you're the inviter, but you're also an alchemist. And like Patricia was saying, we're here to be the alchemist, to transform all energy, whether it's the vaccination, whether it's the attitude, whether it's prejudice. We're here to help us to transform whatever we encounter, however we encounter it. And so that's important to know. We have our own team. We can call upon divine us, whether it's writing the book we want to write, playing the music we want to play, presenting in whatever creative endeavor that we have that kind of divine support, and we can invoke it and invite it more fully in our life and affairs. We're meant to be in partnership with the divine. We're meant to be in partnership with the angels, with the beings of light.
But closing words for each one of you, think of one sentence. What would you say, Garmit?
Albert told me that above all, that I should not take life. And it doesn't matter how many wrong turns you make or how many mistakes you make, you're always going to end up back in the spirit side. So enjoy your trip, try to learn from it, and try to spread the love.
Beautiful. Patricia?
Well, as we were just saying, our communication with our I Am presence and the beings of light often is coming as an intuitive inner knowing. So those aha moments and those ideas, we're actually communicating with them all the time. We just haven't recognized it to be such. So start paying attention.
Thank you. And Peggy?
I like to say is, I am a peace commanding presence.